All right, hello everyone. Welcome back to the show. Today I have with me Nathan Chan, who is the founder of Founder, FOUNDR.com, formerly known as Founder Mag, Founder Magazine. So Nathan is a Melbourne, Australia-based entrepreneur, and I've been connected with him for a little bit now and found his content through a friend. It's been super helpful for me growing my own company. So I'm super excited to have him. And today we're going to talk about Founder and the growth of Founder and scaling content. So Nathan, welcome to the show. If you would just introduce yourself quickly and tell us who you are and what you do and, you know, anything important that I didn't cover.
Yeah, thanks so much for the kind intro, John, for having me, man. Yeah, I started Founder about 4 years ago now. Just started off as a digital magazine on the App Store, Google Play Store. And the reason I started it was because I felt that there wasn't really any content out there that I could really relate to as an aspiring or novice stage entrepreneur. And especially in the magazine publication space. So I also wanted to selfishly work on my own project as well and learn what it takes to build a successful business myself. So I started the magazine in the App Store just as a side hobby passion project, and it kind of took off. It's a monthly publication, and we're up to, I think, issue number 55 now. And haven't missed a shipping date since. So I started on the side, had no big startup dreams or big vision for the company. Just literally started it on the side while I was working my day job. And it kind of took off. And after about a year, I built it up to be able to leave my day job, replace operating costs, which is a beautiful thing about recurring revenue because it's a subscription-based magazine. And from there I was like, okay, well, what can I do? I can either have a nice lifestyle business, or I can, really want to make a dent in the universe and really grow this thing. And as time has evolved, the vision has evolved, and really what we're working on now is the question and the what drives myself and everyone in the founder team, because I can't take credit for everything we're doing, is how can we build a significantly large entrepreneurial brand, a household name entrepreneurial brand that impacts tens of millions of people on a weekly basis with our content. So that's we're in the millions right now. Millions of people consuming our content across all of our channels. And you know, when I left my job, man, we just launched a website. And like before that, we didn't even have a website for the app. Well, we had a basic landing page, and you know, we didn't have a podcast. We didn't have all these other channels that we have now, but no social media presence, nothing. And that's kind of how we started. And really the way that I've looked at scaling content, because fundamentally we are a content-based business. Yes, we produce courses. Yes, we produce magazines. Yes, we produce books. Yes, we have a membership site. Yes, you know, we're building software. We're building a SaaS product. But, we're just starting to build a SaaS product. We don't even know what it is yet. But, you know, fundamentally, everything we do is content, whether it's video, audio, premium, paywall, you name it. So what we've done, man, is really, I think the way we've approached it is just really focusing, double downing on something, going really, really deep and getting really, really good at it, and then moving on to the next thing. And as time has gone on, we've kind of, you know, really got good at one thing and then moved on to the next thing. And then just kind of focusing our attention in certain places, which I see as trending.
What do you mean by you see it as trending? Meaning other businesses are doing that, taking that same approach?
Yeah. So I noticed. So when I first, so there's an example, I saw an opportunity in the magazine space, which I thought, you know, wasn't being served very well for this startup entrepreneurial space. And I just focused on that for a very, very long time. And we got really, really good at it. But not only that, we got really, really good at building an awesome brand that people know, like, trust and respect if they know it or see it. And from that, you know, we were able to get really amazing, incredibly successful founders to come on the front covers of our magazine, and you know, in turn also feature them on our podcast, which in turn We played the podcast game, and not really played the podcast game, but you know, there's a level of skill required to grow a podcast, and there's an art, there's a, you know, it's an art, right? And you know, we got really good at honing our craft and trying to get as many listeners to the podcast as we can. And then, you know, from there we moved on to social. You know, I looked at the social landscape, and I looked at, so podcasts were trending. I saw that as a trend, and still to this day they're growing, and we've got that, you know, that system really, really well down pat, that content-based system. And then now, you know, I looked at the social media landscape, and I looked at what platforms were trending, and at the time 2 years ago that was Instagram. And you know, in 2 years we've built that to, you know, 1 million people following, the 1.1 million people following the founder Instagram accounts, one of the largest in entrepreneurial startup based Instagram accounts out there. And yes, it still drives us a lot of traffic no matter what algorithm changes anyone tells you. And it's incredible. Like, it's just absolutely unbelievable for brand awareness that is so unaccounted for, which is just insane. It's generated just hundreds of thousands of email subscribers. And then, yeah, we got really good at lead generation. You know, that I see, you know, there's certain trends happening right now, which we, you know, there's some that I haven't touched yet, but there's some that I want to, and there's some that I'm focusing on. Like, there's two trends that I see happening right now, which I think are really strong, is Facebook Messenger bots. I see that as going to be a big trend. And then also, video and YouTube in a very, very big way. So we haven't touched either of those, but we'll start, you know, they're going to be in our goals for January. I think that's going to be very, very, a very, very big thing for us. You know, our biggest, some big focuses for us at the moment is really, really getting good, not so much on the content side, but getting really, really good at sales funnels. And then also the blogging side as well. We haven't mastered SEO and blogging yet, but we will. But yeah, there are a few focuses for us at the moment. So we really just look at trends, hone in on certain things, and then just really focus on them and get really, really good at them and put systems in place and then move on to the next thing.
Yeah, totally. That's interesting to me that you phrase it not as, you know, getting good at content or getting good at something like that, but there are two things that drove you. It kind of reminds me of Ramit Sethi, who talks about, you know, he's a fantastic business person, and a fantastic personality, has built a great brand with I'll Teach You to Be Rich and now working on Growth Lab. But what he talks about is, you know, he's gotten really good at like three major things. The main one has been copywriting, right? And so for you, it's like you're, you know, and so and everything builds off of that copywriting base. And so for you, it's like you're really good at creating, you know, world-class content, but then you're also then going and learning all the things that are around that, right? And repackaging it into other areas.
Yeah, so I think we're good at the channels. We're good at certain channels. Yeah, let me, yeah, I don't want to sound arrogant. We're good at certain channels, but I do, you know, we do work very, very hard. So we're good at certain channels, and we do work very, very hard to put the best possible content out there. Like, I was just working with one of our designers on the finishing touches of a repackage Richard Branson issue. So it's going to be a free plus shipping offer, which is going to be insane. So we give away a printed version of the Richard Branson issue for free. You just have to pay for shipping.
So cool.
And the content, the design is impeccable, man. Like, some of the best stuff I've ever seen. Like, the content is so good. Like, so yeah, we really, really try and do content at a really, really high level.
Yes. Yeah, so that's like, it seems to me like that. I mean, obviously creating content, great content consistently, like y'all do is, I mean, that's a skill in and of itself. That's an accomplishment in and of itself. How do you think about that with, you know, with the needs to grow as well, right? Like, it seems like great content should, and great content is such like a nebulous term, especially like in the SEO world that I come from, where everyone talks about like just create great content. And it's like, well, there's really no just to it. Like, you have to have that base, and then you build off of that to grow. So how do you think about, you know, think about that, and I guess like when you're onboarding new people onto your team as well, right? There can be it can be tempting to focus on just growth, right? And saying like, okay, we've gone and done our keyword research for SEO, and so and so tell me about that. How do you personally think about that, and then how do you basically get your team on board for that as well.
So anything that we want to do, John, I look at our landscape. I've always anything that we want to do for any channel, I look at our landscape. So whether it's the magazine space, I looked at the landscape there. Whether it's the podcasting space, I saw an opportunity, and we had all these amazing interviews that we were doing, that we're putting inside the magazine. Why lock them up? Why not put them out into the world? We're doing a disservice to the world not putting these awesome podcast interviews out there that, these founders very rarely get on, and then the very rarely people get to hear from of people that are doing number one or two in their industry. And same with Instagram, all these, all every channel. I look at our landscape, and it's just one of those things, right, where for example, when you talk about these blog posts, I looked at our landscape, man, and I'm just like, okay, well, I know that we can't compete in our current landscape on volume. We just can't, we just can't compete. We're a bootstrap startup. We only have finite resources. So we can't compete there. So instead of going on quantity, let's go on quality, and let's go in on depth. So we can compete if we just consistently put out some of the best stuff on X topic, time and time again. And we're not that strong at SEO. Like I said, we're getting better. And we haven't mastered blogging yet. But one thing I can guarantee is the content that we put out is strong. It's valuable. If you read it, it's going to make your life better. If you want to know about X thing, it's going to be very, very well thoroughly researched and well done with great examples, great experience sharing. And man, that's all we can do. So how do I enforce that in our team? We just have a really high level of standard for anything that we put out, whether it's a social media post or on Instagram, like a quote or something. It has to be well designed. It has to be like good. We just have a really, like, I've just built a culture of having, like, one of our values is determined to deliver, where we really hold anything that we produce at the highest standard possible. So that's really, really important. So that's how I have I guess, distilled that inside of our team is everybody knows just what's founder quality, what's up to founder scratch. And that's at a very, very high level. If we don't, then we are sacrificing and tarnishing the brand. And branding is absolutely everything, man, in today's age, because there is, especially in this landscape that we play in with founder, entrepreneurship, startup space, there are so many gurus, there are so many other brands. How do you get that cut through, man? The only way you can is if you just put out the best possible stuff consistently over a long period of time that builds trust. And you have an amazing brand that people know, like, trust, and respect. And that's what we're trying to build. As long as I'm all for the long game, man. I'm not about shortcuts, all about the long cut. And that's kind of how we're doing it. So we just have a really, really high standard, and we have content-based systems. So, we have a system that we put a magazine out every single month in the middle of the month, rain, hail, or shine. We have a system that every single week we put out a podcast episode every single week, except during Christmas. So we miss 1 week. We take a 1 week break. We have a system where we put out, I think it's now two to three blog posts, on certain days every single week. The way we're scaling that is internally we have some great writers that are contributing content to us, and then we have some in-house content people. And then also at the same time, I'm also really trying to encourage everyone in the team to contribute really good content, because it's just fun. And it's great that, like, if someone in our marketing team, we do like a competition on Viper, like we do a viral loop competition, and we generate 14K email subscribers. We're like, well, why wouldn't we share that with everyone? Because we're living proof. Everything that we're doing at Founder where we're told, most people are told that it can't be done. I've been told many times that magazines are dying. What I'm trying to do is impossible, and you're going to fail. So we're just as much, trying to do the same things that you're doing, John, or the person that wants to start a business is doing. So, we're doing a disservice to our audience if we don't share what's working. And that's kind of the ethos of as well within our values. We're all about learning and being curious, and that, but also then sharing across our team and then also within our community what's working, what's not working, so we can be an actual source of truth. And then across that as well, we've built up a brand, which when you build a brand, man, you can do some really cool things, dude. Like, we can have all these crazy people contribute content to us, and if they want to contribute content on our blog, we have some pretty hardcore laws around, if we will accept that content. It has to be long form, it has to be, really, really great. And if we do post on our site, it's an awesome piece, we'll do good by you, and we'll promote it flat out. We'll put it into Edgar, so it's constantly being, pumped out to our 100K followers on Twitter. It's constantly being pumped out across our LinkedIn, my LinkedIn, our Facebook page, which is now, I think, closing in on 400,000. Our Instagram, we'll create a custom Instagram story for your piece and put it on an Instagram story, so at least 30, 40,000 people will see it. You're going to get at least 5 to 10,000 views on that thing. So yeah, man, like, and also we mail it to our list. So we have a newsletter of about 300,000 people. So we'll put it in the newsletter. So like, we'll do right by you as well. It's a
Right.
win-win. So yeah, man, like that's kind of the way that we think about it, dude. We don't really produce more than 5 pieces a week. Eventually I want to get it up to probably about one a day. 1 to 2 a day, I think, or maybe even 1 to 3 a day. I think we can get there, but that's going to take time. What's going to be interesting is the next place we move our focus, that we want to master is YouTube. I think there's going to be some really, really, really low hanging fruit for us on YouTube. That's going to be killer, man.
Yeah, totally. I like your approach. Instead of, you're not thinking about scale, although obviously you want to grow. You're focusing on like, this is what our brand is, and then, as you said, setting up those systems or processes for getting it out. As opposed to, you can always relax your editorial standards, and you could put out you could next week be at 3 pieces of content a day, right? But it wouldn't be founder content, right? What you
No.
define content to be. And that's refreshing to hear, man, to be totally honest with you, because there are a lot of people that, will just kind of, scale back the quality in order to hit the quantity. But as you said, you're playing the long game, not the short game.
Yeah, and I just know that, dude, no one cares if your stuff is 800 words and it's not valuable. Like, no one cares. So what's the point? It just doesn't get any traction.
Totally.
You think, bro, like, we have tried. Like, don't get me wrong, we didn't, like, we have tried. We have put out some pieces that we probably should delete. If you go back to 2000 and what? So if you go back to 2015, early 2015, when we were just starting out blogging, you can go and check. We have put out some mediocre stuff that we probably should delete. So yeah, man, like, I think a good example to lead by is in-depth long form that's super valuable, that's, if someone reads that piece, it solves their problem on X topic. If they read and take action on it, and their life is going to be more valuable if they spend 10, 15, 20 minutes reading that piece and implementing it. And then lastly, man, it's evergreen. So I see it as an asset. So think of, planting trees. Every single piece we put out, dude, I just see it as planting a little tree, and it's just gonna be the gift that keeps giving. And as long as we just keep doing that, and we can grow it slowly in a controlled manner, and we are, putting out 1 to 3 a day, and they're super epic in-depth pieces, we will win, bro. 100%, we will win. I was just reading an article that Sumo put out on the growth of Intercom. And I spoke to the founder of Intercom. they are like an extremely fast growing SaaS company. They're just booming right now. They've grown to 50 million annual recurring revenue in 2 years. And when I spoke to one of the founders, Des, he's like, yeah, man, it's all content marketing. They're just really, really good at content marketing. They put out exactly like I think it was 4 to 5 pieces a week. And they have like, I think, 300 staff, and they get a lot of people in their team to contribute. So they might have two or three internally and then one guest post. And man, they're doing a killer job, dude. They are very, very good. That's all they focus on.
Totally. Yeah, it seems like that, as you said, it's that hyper focus that is really building companies and building brands these days, right? And it sounds like you've done it with Founder, where I mean, you have focused on building a brand, but you focused on putting out the best magazine you could, right? And then you focused on building the best podcast you could, right? And so when you go into YouTube, you're going to focus on building the best YouTube channel for entrepreneurs that you can, right? But you've also, as you said earlier, put in place the processes where, like, when you start doing YouTube stuff, YouTube channel, the magazine isn't going to fall by the wayside, right? Like, you're still going to have one of the best, entrepreneur magazines out there.
Yeah, well, I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying. And what it comes down to, man, is it's that Lego block marketing approach. So think of like building blocks. So if you get your blogging down pat, your podcast, your magazine, your social, each channel, and you just do piece by piece, and then you move on to the next one. As long as those systems are in place and it's still happening, you're still kind of growing and still building it in the background. So it is a quantity game. I do know that, but I'm all about quality content at scale. So you look at Gary V, he's a great example. Just puts out so much stuff. Why do you think he's putting out so much stuff? He puts out way more stuff than us, man. And the way he's doing it is he's just flat out doing video now and just repurposing video in a big way, and that's what we're going to start doing. So we're going to do, the TV series, and do 4 seasons a year and 10 episodes. So we'll do 40 episodes a year, and it's just behind the scenes growing Founder. And then, Founder TV behind the scenes. Everyone's, like I said, everyone says that, magazines are a dying trade, and, we've bootstrapped this company to turning over multiples of millions, and we haven't done it with any venture funding. What most people think, like we should be doing can't be done. What we are trying to do now, we're trying to build one of the largest entrepreneurial brands in the world. So this is the behind the scenes of how it's working. And then, we want to set up an office in the States next year. And then, instead of me speaking to Mark Cuban over Skype and doing an interview from my home office on Skype via a podcast microphone, we're going to get him to go into one of our offices and do the interview from there. And we're going to get a hotshot journalist that's actually have been doing interviews and journalism their whole life that is actually 100 times better than me, and that we're going to interview Mark for over video, and then we're going to turn it into a podcast episode. We're going to turn it into a video. We're going to chop it up. We're going to turn it into meme videos. We're going to live stream it, and yeah, like what Gary does, it's very, very smart, and just collect all this content and just keep putting out these assets, and these assets just keep sprouting.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's super, super smart. And seems like the next kind of the natural next iteration for you and for brands that have, gotten really good at producing content, at repurposing content, at doing multiple modes like you do, right? Written, spoken, you're gonna do video, right? And then you can start doing the shorter form stuff. You can do, you already do the longer form stuff. So that makes sense where you build that like canonical piece and then you can pull out highlights or whatever for the different for the different mediums.
Yeah, another thing I like to look at too, John, is I don't just look at our landscape, like who's playing and serving our market. I like to look at other landscapes of companies doing similar things to us or taking pieces of what they're doing which could relate to us. Like I find Vice quite inspiring. I think they've just absolutely nailed it when it comes to content. No, it's got nothing to do with entrepreneurship, but that realness and that rawness of their documentary style videos is just absolutely insane. Like, it is so good. So What if we started doing a Vice-esque kind of way of doing video content? So like, not only do we have, the founder behind the scenes stuff, that's just one kind of think of it as a TV show, but we could do other cool stuff where we have one season where we just follow around one of our, students that's in like, our membership site, found a club, and they're trying to build a $1 million business and they're doing, 100K a year. What if we just followed them around for 6 months and, we documented everything and we turned into a TV series and did like really, really raw stuff. And we could actually show, none of this Shark Tank stuff. And I love Shark Tank, but, what if we actually, showed that and what that looks like? That could be a TV series. This, like, it's that's the kind of stuff that's cool, man. That's the kind of stuff that's raw, that's real, that gets that cut through. And you can make, you can find highlights and, make it controversial and really interesting. One thing Vice does really, really well is their clips that get shared on Facebook like wildfire, is their clips are really, really controversial. Like there was one the other day on a guy that he reckons, that he's convinced that something around, aliens or something. It was really, really fascinating. And I just could not click on it. I can watch it. And they're just really, really good. And they're really interesting. So how can we create interesting, really valuable, entertaining content that is like nothing else out there? And I look at Vice and there's like no one doing like something like Vice video content in the entrepreneurial space. So that's what we're gonna do, man. You know what I mean? So like that's how I have that standard of what looks good, and that's kind of what I try and instill in everyone in the team and like within our team and our culture. Like, what does, really good content look like, or how can we get inspired by other, I guess, other media companies or other people doing really cool stuff. Like, as an example, we're not a SaaS company. I do want to build software, and we're working on just the very, very early stages of looking to go down that path. And, I think a SaaS company that's doing a really great job at the moment, well, there's quite a few, but one that I think is doing a really great job is ClickFunnels. And I look at the things that they're doing and I get inspired by the things that they're doing with their SaaS company. So I think of, I'm sure, for sure, going to steal things that they're doing. And, this is that that's how you that's I think that's what you that, I think that's how we look at it, is we draw on other companies, other landscapes, other industries, for motivation and ideas and what how good it could be. And that's what we aim for, the best.
Right. And so how do you balance that? Like, how do you personally balance that with, the things that they're doing with also things that have been proven to work, right? Like before we started recording, we were talking about SEO, right? And how SEO is something, and you've mentioned as well since we've been recording that, SEO is something that you're not amazing at yet, right? You also feel like you haven't nailed blogging yet, right? Especially
Correct.
like from a, from a traffic, a top of funnel acquisition driving channel, it seems like. But SEO has been around for quite a while now, versus like, Facebook Messenger bots are a pretty new thing, right? You got in Instagram when it was just starting to blow up, right? Messenger is just starting to take off as a platform. So how do you personally think about balancing those two?
Yeah, so you have to be patient, and you can only focus on a couple at a time. And you have to get someone in your team to help you, or you have to assign that to certain things to certain team members. That's the only way you can do it, or you utilize consultants.
Tell me about that.
So we've had a lot of success with using certain consultants for certain things. Like, we haven't internally have found a mastered Facebook ads. The jury's still out if we need to internally. We're getting really good returns and really getting, it's well worth our while to just get a consultant to do that at the moment. So I wouldn't say we definitely haven't mastered Facebook ads, but we're decent enough that we're doing pretty well and getting great returns. Yeah, look, it's a great question, John, and it is difficult. You know what? It is difficult to balance, and you have to be patient. There's only so many things that you can work on, but you have to try and get leverage as well. And that's the most important thing. Like, I'm working on a lot of different things right now, and we're like so many other people in the company are working on so many different things. But yeah, you can just only you gotta set your goals at the start of every year, and you gotta attack them, man. And one of our goals next year will be YouTube. And truth be told, it was partly not. It wasn't one of our goals this year for YouTube, but we did say that we wanted to create some video content, and we never got there. We just didn't have enough time. So, yeah,
And do you think that's
I'm
because
not, I'm not always mastering it, man. Like,
totally. We all start things and then we like they fall off, or we set goals that then we don't hit for whatever reason. Or it sounds like with the YouTube one, you like it sounds like it was a bit more nebulous. At least like what you just said, where you're like, we want to create video, right? I've always found that when you say like we want to create video, then it's always like, oh, we'll do video, this nebulous video thing next month, right? Versus like now you're talking about we want to create a YouTube channel, right? Like that's very different from creating video.
Yeah,
Like
well, look, with full transparency, what happened this year, John, with we said we were going to create two YouTube TV series. One, we didn't know what they were, which is half the problem. And two, the person that was responsible just got smashed with all these other things, and this was pretty low priority on the chain. So I keep watching other companies or people's YouTube channels and getting inspired and just in awe of what they're doing, and I just think it's so cool, and I just think it's such an opportunity for us. I've literally said, yep, okay, we're going to do behind the scenes founder style, we're going to crush it with YouTube. I've already locked down a deal with an amazing videographer, I've worked out rates, we're locked it in, 10 episodes, bang. She's starting in January. Boom. So now we got no choice, but it's gonna happen.
Right,
You
you're
know what I
committed.
mean? Like, yeah, we got no choice. This year it was kind of like we said we'd do it, but it wasn't a high priority, and we didn't know what we didn't commit to doing anything per se. Now we've like actually lined it up. We've got someone down pat, and yeah, we're just gonna get it done, man. So sometimes, the best laid plans go astray. So yeah, man, you just come at it next year. So that's what we're gonna do, bro. We wanted to really get better at blogging and content. We have got significantly better, but still haven't quite got there yet.
Right.
So
And
yeah,
so that's the kind of thing that's that long-term focus that you're talking about where you're showing up every day, right? Like you didn't create a great magazine by doing it every now and then. Like you showed up every day and you pushed it forward and and you've built something worthwhile, very worthwhile. And then same with blogging, going to be the same with video, but you identified the need or identified the opportunity or just something that you wanted to, something that you want to try, and then you commit to it, for
But
a
as I was saying, yeah, look, the blogging one, that's one that's going to be never ending, dude. You know what I mean? Like, the podcasting one, I think that's kind of easy once you get the guest piece down pat, and just knowing what really good interviews look like, producing really good content, and working out how to promote the hell out of it. But the blogging one, that I don't think that one's ever going to go away, dude.
You don't think that challenge is ever going to go away?
No, I think
Why?
that one's forever.
Interesting. Because
Why?
the landscape changes so much, or yeah, why?
Well, yes, the landscape changes so much, and it's a pretty core part of our business, bro.
You're right.
Just like think of it like courses. Like, we're always going to produce courses, man. Like, we're always going to produce courses. We want to do 20 courses next year with Taught by Influencers. So That's not going to stop. I don't see that stopping anytime soon. Yes, we will hit a, from a revenue standpoint, we'll hit a law of diminishing returns one day, but I still believe, like, we're doing a disservice to our audience if we don't do what we've done with the magazine and do it with courses. Yeah, it's just one of those things, man, where I think, yeah, with blogging, it's an interesting one. Like, Instagram's always changing, and I'm always kind of keeping my eye on the pulse, but for the most part, always staying a step ahead. But yeah, blogging, man, I don't know. I think that's one where we're always going to have to be keeping like, working on. We might get it to a certain level, like I'm sure Intercom has, where they've really got it down pat, and they've just got a really strong growth engine that, and they've got really strong systems in place, so they know what they're doing. But yeah, because SEO is constantly changing and it is a core part of our business, I believe that one we can't just kind of, I just don't know if we could master that one and be like, yep. All right, let's get five content writers on this thing and a director of content or a director of the blog, content marketing for the blog, and then that's it, and move on to the next thing, and just keep doing the same thing. I think that strategy always needs to keep evolving.
Totally, because there are so many moving parts.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So there's certain ones. With the YouTube though, dude, like YouTube is a great example. We can get a system in place. We can just keep creating awesome, pieces of video, and we can get someone that's really strong on that, and we can just keep pumping out more awesome pieces of video, whether it's different series, different pieces of content, and then eventually we'll have a system in place for new episodes, for new series, for more content, and spreading it all over social. That I think we can get that. Like, I have a goal of getting to 100K subscribers, YouTube subscribers, by the end of next year, start of next year. And once we get to that, I think the system kind of just lends itself, and then we can
Right.
move on to something else. You know what I mean? Those
Yep.
ones, and it's hard to describe or explain why or how, but for that one, I believe that one, that could be a system that I set up and to master it, go deep, really, really deep, and then move on to the next one after a couple of years, whatever that next one is, you know?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. That totally makes sense. I love your perspective of building a business, Nathan. This has been super inspiring to me. I want to be sensitive to your time, you taking time out of your day to chat with me. So why don't you tell people where they can find you online, you personally, and as well as Founder.
Yeah, so look, you can hit me up on Twitter, Nathan H. Chan, and you can find out more at just founder.com, founder.com, so founder without an E.
Awesome. Well, Nathan, thank you so much for your time. And of course, we'll put the links to the different things that you've referenced, your courses and Founder and your personal Twitter as well, in the show notes. So thank you for being on.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me, John.
Absolutely.